Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. I know what you're thinking. It's Wednesday morning, halfway through the week.
Yeah.
Your belly's all full because of Taco Tuesday.
Oh, what? You're still full? I was thinking I'm hungry.
Are you? You want more tacos?
The answer is always yes. Yeah, you don't ever have to ask me if I want more tacos.
I love tacos, but 6 o'clock in the morning, I got to draw a line somewhere. Listen, I want to play this.
Eat.
I want to play this thing real quick.
Okay.
Because, right? Like I said, halfway through the week, you're like, oh, this week's never going to end. I don't know how it goes. This woman recorded her dog. So she's got the Alexa. Her dog's so cute. He's this big gray pit bull. He's just so funny. And she's like, watch this. My dog loves Chris Stapleton Tennessee Whiskey. He sings along. But if I play another song, he doesn't care. So she tries to get the dog to sing along to Cardi B. Listen.
Alexa, play Cardi B. Alexa.
All right, so the dog doesn't care, right?
Yeah.
It's playing the dog. And you should see the video. The dog's just staring at the thing, like, be quiet.
Yeah.
Then she puts on Chris Stapleton.
Pause. Alexa, play Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Right,
oh my gosh, it almost goes along with it.
That's what I'm saying. He loves it.
What?
And his face, he's like, he's into the music, man.
That is insane.
There's no better way to start off a Wednesday than hear the dog sing.
Oh,
there's
that's just, there's, so cute.
All right, so just when you thought your Wednesday couldn't get any better,
aww,
it did. There's a dog singing Chris Stapleton. That's a really good boy.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, the Bolts are in the playoffs. Playoff hockey's back. Man, it seems like last season just ended. It's so crazy. Like, and now here we are again in the playoffs. Tampa Bay, obviously, I mean, the Lightning, they had just a lights-out season. Best team by a mile. And the easy favorite to bring Stanley home here to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Easy favorite. Well, tonight, there's a huge party. They did this last year. I thought it was great. These VIP watch parties. Curtis Hickson Park. They've got Cage the Elephant performing. It's going to be really, really cool. Got these huge screens. And weather's going to be great. At 8:40 this morning, we'll give you a shot to be a VIP at this watch party.
That is going to be so much fun. I love events at Curtis Hickson Park because the venue is just amazing. You're right there on the water, and then you see all the bridge and everything lit up.
Well, even today, like blue. The last couple days, everything is just like shadowed in blue. Like,
it's so cool.
This is what I love about sports, especially playoff sports. Like, once you get to the playoffs, like, it becomes a city thing. It's not just a sports thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was downtown the other day, and it was just like everything. It almost looks like Batman's been summoned. But instead of, like, the bat symbol, like, it was, like, all this just shadows of blue just laying all over downtown Tampa. It was really, really cool.
It was. The top of the SunTrust Bank is blue.
Yep.
All the little lights around Bayshore have been changed out to blue. It looks so good.
And even, you know, outside of downtown, the Lightning, the Bolts flags have made their way on everybody's cars. So they're everywhere. So this is awesome. It's a great feeling. Playoff hockey back in Tampa Bay. And 8:40, going to get you hooked up for this VIP watch party, which is tonight.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville is next. 99.5 QYK. Okay. We've got the Billy Ray Cyrus remix of the Lil Nas X Country Yet Not Country song.
Does it make it better?
We'll play it for you and you decide next.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, the controversy continues over this Lil Nas X song. He says it's a country song. Billboard Country Charts originally said, no, it's not. Well, that inspired Billy Ray Cyrus to get involved and go, no, it is a country song, so much that I'm going to remix it with him. Now there'll be no doubts. Here's the remix with Billy Ray, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
That was Billy Ray.
The horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
And this is Lil Nas X.
Black, got the bushes black to match.
Song is Old Town Road.
number one on the Billboard Hot 100 right now.
It's crazy. So Billy Ray sends out a tweet. He goes, I knew this guy was going to light up the world with this song. He goes, this is what music is all about. Hashtag Old Town Road Remix. Jake Owen came out and he said, I actually now want to work with Lil Nas X because of this.
Really?
Thinks he's got skills. And on Instagram, a rapper named Young Thug said he's ready to come out with a remix of his own on this. And then he wants to work with other country artists.
Oh, so a little crossover action seems to be happening now that the two worlds have collided.
Collided they have, because this has really caused a lot of debate, and it sparked a lot of passion amongst the country music audience. Most country radio stations aren't playing this song, and who knows if they will, but Billy Ray getting involved doesn't hurt the case for Lil Nas X.
No, I mean, it definitely does sound more country when Billy Ray's added onto it, but you know what they call it, right? And I'm not saying this because of what I think of it, but you know that they call it crap.
Country rap.
Country rap, and they call it crap.
It's going to be really interesting to see where all this winds up. Maren Morris, we just saw her in the ACMs on Sunday night. She's going to be featured on the upcoming soundtrack for season 8 of Game of Thrones. And her tweet about it was simply, I thought it was pretty clever, let the games begin.
Ooh. So
get ready for that. They're saying maybe 1 billion people will watch this season, Game of Thrones. 1 billion with a B.
I haven't seen a single episode, but I know that everybody is obsessed with it.
I haven't either. And then a lot of my friends are saying, this is it. This will be the season that breaks you. You'll go back and you'll watch them all. This is going to be the season that breaks you. You'll have to watch it. And I'm like, oh, man, I guess I am. And now Maren is on the soundtrack for Game of Thrones.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, quick heads up, Garth Brooks tickets, 7:40 this morning. We're about 40 minutes away, all right? Sold out show, Swamp, Gainesville, it's going to be awesome. 7:40 for those Garth tickets.
Just think of the tailgating out there at the Swamp. It's so much fun.
That's going to be the kind of thing where you have to prepare a week in advance for tailgating.
Yes.
Like hydrating, and then you need a week. They don't need a week recovery time, like afterwards. That's a 2-week event.
Yeah.
Then 8 o'clock, a chance to put a grand in your hand. So busy hour here coming up, 99.5 QIK. All really great stuff. All right, listen to this voicemail I got. It's a wrong number. It's a grandma. I'm always in this position. I'm going to play the voicemail here. I don't know. Should I call back and get involved and tell her she didn't really? This just happens to me all the time. Here's a voicemail.
Hello, Nathan. This is Grandma.
Oh, Nathan.
And Grandma wants to tell you that we would really love to have you at Bob's birthday party. And I know your mom is coming. If you want to ride with her, we'd love to have you. It's the 14th. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Grandma leaving a message for Nathan. Assuming it's her grandson, because grandma.
Well, right? Yeah. So that's her grandson, and it's Bob's birthday. I'm not sure how Bob fits into the equation.
Bob's having a bash, it sounds like, and she's just,
you know. It's going to be a real banger.
She's doing it old school, man. She's calling, leaving voicemails. There's no Facebook group. There's no tweets going out.
Nope.
Nothing like that. No save the dates. I didn't think this part was funny.
Hello, Nathan. This is Grandma. And Grandma wants to tell you.
I love how Grandma, this is Grandma, but Grandma's in third person.
I was just thinking that.
It's like she's a celebrity. This is Grandma, and here's what Grandma wants to tell you. This is Grandma.
Hello, Nathan. This is Grandma. And Grandma wants to tell you.
Love that.
Oh, she sounds so sweet.
All right, quick room poll. Kevin, should I call back and tell her she's, because Nathan at this point doesn't know about Bob's bash. Should I call back and tell her?
Think of the party he could be missing out on.
I think you should at least attempt. She may have realized that she got the wrong number, so she may know, but I think you need to do it.
I always say to myself, because, you know, when people get older, you know, grandparents, stuff like that, like, what if, you know where I'm going with
this. Oh, I know.
Like, what if Nathan doesn't go?
Yeah.
And, you know, something, I don't know. Melanie, what would you do?
Well, you've got to at least let Grandma know.
So I got to call her back.
Yes, that she did not reach Nathan. And you got to do this, too, because you could be messing up Nathan's Christmas gifts, his inheritance, and all the other things that are attached. She's going to be like, I've been calling Nathan for the past 6 months.
I didn't think about that, man.
Yes.
Hello, Nathan. This is Grandma. And Grandma wants to tell you.
It's like the Sesame Street characters, you know, like, hey, it's Grover, and Grover has an important message today. All right, we're going to call Grandma on two songs.
Yes.
Two songs, we'll call her.
Baby, I just want to be good as you. as you.
Kane Brown, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Okay, here's the voicemail I got. It was obviously a wrong number from a grandma.
Hello, Nathan. This is Grandma. And Grandma wants to tell you that we would really love to have you at Bob's birthday party. And I know your mom is coming. If you want to ride with her, we'd love to have you. It's the 14th. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, official room poll. Room poll, which consists of asking Kevin and Melanie what they would do, was lights out. They were batting 1,000. They said, you got to call Grandma.
Yeah, unanimous. You got to call.
All right, so we're dialing her number now, and it's ringing through. We're just going to tell her, hey, you didn't, in fact, reach Nathan.
Yeah.
And because Bob's party, you know, is coming up, it sounds like, and I want him, Nathan, the grandson, to go. I'll say it's ringing through. I'm going to tell the grandma that she's got to call Nathan back.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Of course it hasn't been set up yet.
That stinks.
Grandma can't figure it out.
It's rule number one. But you know what? I'm confused. Like, because Grandma, like, so I never answer calls that I don't know, right?
Yeah, she obviously, I don't either.
Right. But I figure, this is a little bit of judgment, but Grandma's demographic, I think they answer all the calls. Right?
Yeah, well...
They're happy to get a call.
Yeah, right? True.
Grandma's happy to get a call.
Like, she might be sleeping still. Actually, no.
No. Grandma's
she's
been
awake.
Up for 5 hours.
Yeah, you're right. She's awake.
Dinner's in 2 hours for Grandma.
Maybe she's already working on a project, you know, with the rest of the
Maybe
people.
She's wrapping Bob's gifts for the big birthday bash.
Maybe.
All right, we're not done. We'll try to call her back a little bit later. But listen... At least we made the attempt to call and right the wrong, right?
You did your good deed of the day, Mark.
Not done yet. We're going to still try to do this and see if we can get a hold of Grandma and tell her to get a hold of Nathan. And
meanwhile, Nathan's the one who probably gave her the wrong number. Like, stop calling
Nathan's
me.
Like, no. Michael Ray, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. Michael Ray, he got a good surprise from his fiancée.
Yeah, for having the number one country single. She surprised him with an entire room full of balloons.
Yeah, like not a bouquet. Like you could barely see your way through this hotel room in Vegas. It was awesome. He was over at the ACMs and she totally ambushed him with all these balloons. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, I loved it too because she said, I finally found somebody that loves country music just as much as me. And I'm going to marry him.
Good.
So.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's happening. That is happening for
Such
sure.
Such a cute couple.
Good job, Carly Pierce. That was great. All right, so I got this phone number, this voicemail, and it's a grandma, and, you know, she's leaving a message for her grandson. I'm obviously not her grandson. So I was like, what should we do? Should we call back? And then Melanie made an interesting point. She's like, maybe the grandson doesn't want to go to this birthday party she's inviting to. And somebody texts in and goes, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't even mess with it. Don't call the grandma back. But I just feel guilty. I'm going, no, we got to call the grandma back.
We've got to call her back.
She thinks that she's invited her grandson to a birthday party. What if he doesn't show? She's going to be sad.
Yes. And so, then just like that, he's written out of the will.
It could cost him a lot of money.
Right.
I'm going to find out what it is. I should get a piece of this action, you know, if it's big money.
No, don't do it for that. You got to just do it out of the goodness of your heart, Mark.
Well, so then, though, some people were texting it. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't get involved. Just stay away. So we did call the grandma back. She has not set her voicemail up. She can't get voicemails.
Aw.
I guess we'll try to call back later. But then Lori called, and she's got a comment. What do you got, Lori?
I am all about y'all calling her back again because I know my grandma's. They'll call everybody and they don't do Facebook or anything else.
I feel like this is kind of like a sentimental Craigslist misconnection. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We have a moral duty to connect the connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, all my grandmas, me and my husband aren't even on Facebook. So.
Oh, well, good for you.
We do all of our commenting through phone calls also.
Old school, yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
All right. Next time I see a smoke signal in the sky, I know it's coming from you.
That's us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
This is a controversy that I think is just getting started. I don't think this is even halfway showed its head. And that is this Lil Nas X song. And Billy Ray Cyrus has remixed it for a minute. And I mean, just a second. It was on the country charts, the Billboard charts. It started flying up the charts. Billboard said, forget it. We're taking it off the country charts. But it is the number one song in the country overall.
Yeah, Billboard Hot 100. So not country charts, but the overall song, number one right now, is Lil Nas X.
Okay, so Billy Ray Cyrus sees that they've taken the Lil Nas X song off the country charts. He goes, that's not right. I'll remix it with him. Then they'll have no choice because I'm a country music singer.
Yeah, but does he not have anything going on?
No.
Really? Yeah, that's what I figured.
He had time to remix the song. I don't think he has a lot of those other things going on. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't.
That was Billy Ray.
I
got the horses
in the back. This was Billy Ray.
No, this is Lil Nas X. Hey, you never know, man. I just
that
you see the you see the text we get, man. I'm just like, I better clarify. Billy Ray Cyrus tweets out, I knew this guy was going to light up the world with this song. This is what music is all about. Hashtag Old Town Road remix. So the song is called Old Town Road. All right, now here's where things are getting crazy, right? Old Dominion has weighed in on this, and they were asking
them.
Old Dominion. Yeah, of course. Is this country music, and should this be a country song?
What is country these days, you know? I mean, it's music. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty silly that they said it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely probably been considered not country when we came out. We've been in his shoes. Just do your thing, buddy.
All right, so Old Dominion says forget it. If he thinks that's country music, then it is country music, and it should be considered a country song. I can't lie, I was a little surprised to hear that from Old Dominion. I just was. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, but I think everyone's trying to get on Lil Nas X's good side now because he's got the number one song. So now all these people are coming out the woodwork, including Billy Ray Cyrus, saying, oh, let's work and do a remix together.
Okay, almost everybody. Because if you're the Brothers Osborne, you want none of this.
You know, there are tons of girls just waiting for the moment, waiting in line, writing great songs, showing up every day to the writing room, sometimes doing two or three or four writes a day. They've been in Nashville for over 10 years. This dude just has to put out a song with kind of quasi-country lyrics.
I mentioned a horse and something
and
about
boobies or
boobies
something. Like, don't create controversy and expect that to give you a hall pass.
All right, Brothers Osborne is saying, listen.
Speaking the truth.
Brothers Osborne saying, hey, the only reason this is anything is because they're trying to create a controversy about it. And look,
right?
let's just call it what it is. I still hear somebody's been talking about this. This is a rapper who claims he has a country song. I mean, that's the controversy. He's a rapper.
Well, they're saying that it's this whole new genre, and it's called crap, which is country rap. And if you go to any of the country bars late night, I mean, you will hear them playing crap music. I'm not calling it crap music.
No,
that's what it's called.
Crap style music.
The crap style music, sure.
Crap style music.
Maybe a little of both. I don't know.
So now Billboard is back kind of going, what do we do? Should we put it on the country charts? Because Billy Ray has remixed it. And Billy Ray Cyrus is like, you got to put this back on. Because if you don't...
Billy Ray wants to be back on the country charts.
Of course.
That's why.
It's like everybody's milking everybody with this situation. It really has nothing to do about the music at this point.
No.
Nobody knows it. It's all... It's just political now, isn't it? Isn't this all just political?
Yes. Now, I will say that the song is getting stuck in my head now.
Oh.
When I first heard it, I immediately was like, oh, turn it off. But now I'm kind of bobbing my head along to it. And
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
That's getting stuck in your head,
yeah,
really?
I don't hate it as much as I used to.
Kevin, is this getting stuck in your head? Or? No. No.
And it never will.
All right, Melanie, is this a country music song?
I mean, I'm still saying no, but...
Kevin?
It's not.
But it is catchy.
It's fine, but there's a million catchy songs that aren't on the country music radio stations, right? I just feel like I can't say yes or no. Let the audience decide. I've always said it. Let the audience decide.
I agree with that statement because, listen, I mean, think about other artists, you know, using Thomas Rhett. It's very pop music.
Like, yep.
That would be considered not country, but... He has been accepted into the country music by the fans going, he's a country artist, right? He is. And
yes.
He puts out country music. That is what country is.
We get people that call and say, don't play Thomas Rhett. It's not, we do.
Yeah, well, if Thomas Rhett came out with a song that sounded like this, then I would say, don't play Thomas Rhett.
I don't know. I feel like Thomas Rhett can make this work a little bit.
Too.
Yeah, I just, 800-992-1099. I got to live by what I say. Let the audience decide whether you text us or call us. It's just your thoughts on this being a country song. I mean, this has really become a massive controversy. I fully expect the next couple of days, Good Morning America, Today Show, I think they're all going to be talking about this because I think people are injecting all kind of things here. I think you're going to get music styles. I think race is going to come in. I think politics are coming in. I really do. I feel like this is just the beginning. And
oh, it's going to be a big controversy.
Massive.
I think
it's going to just keep growing. 800-992-1099. Just where do you stand? You're the audience. You decide. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. It's a massive controversy. It's growing by the day. Is this Lil Nas X song a country song? Now Billy Ray has remixed it.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
He kind of got that Chris Stapleton sound about him. Billy Ray Cyrus? I'm going to get killed for saying that, but
I got the horses in the bag.
He does not. That's Lil Nas X. That's a whole different sound. And that's where the debate has come in to play. Number one song in the country. And Lil Nas X says, hey, this is a country song. Put it on the country's charts. Originally, Billboard did. And all of a sudden, it was like, well.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a second
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll. And they took it off. Now they want it back on. We're getting so many calls. Guy named Chris called. He made a great point. He said, you know, you guys remember Nelly and Tim McGraw over and over again?
Yeah.
People were kind of going, huh. But the difference there, I think, was that Tim McGraw was so relevant when that song came out. Tim McGraw could have had anybody come on that album with him, right? I think that's why there wasn't a... Kevin, you don't remember there being like a massive controversy with that, do you?
No, but it wasn't like a hit. You know what I mean? It was just...
What? That was a hit?
It was not a hit on country.
Country.
Country radio.
Got it, right.
Was
yeah.
Never... It wasn't even a hit. It was nothing.
I'll be honest. I liked the Nelly Tim McGraw version of that song better than just the Tim McGraw version. Well, I'm going to get killed for that, too. I'm going to get killed for... I'm not starting my
car
today.
It's a good song.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great song. But Tim was so big. Billy Ray Cyrus, I don't think he brings enough to squash this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and with that
like
song...
Like, if Kenny Chesney was on this, if
yeah,
he did the
different.
Remix, they'd be like, everyone would be like, oh, Lil Nas X,
right.
Man. He'd be in the Country Music Hall of Fame already.
Yeah.
I just don't think Billy Ray Cyrus brings that.
Yeah, and Tim McGraw on that song, he was singing the chorus. So Tim McGraw was more of the song than Nelly.
Right.
Whereas this one, it's all Lil Nas X and then very little.
But isn't it funny what that song did for
Billy
Nelly? Because then FGL picked up Nelly for the remix of Cruise. And everybody loves that version.
Yeah, that was a big pop hit.
Right.
Big pop hit. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, when we go to the shows out tailgating, I only hear the FGL Nelly version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's more of a party song with Nelly in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they toured with him.
They did.
He opened up for them.
Yes, he did.
Jeez. This is all right. Lori called. Lori, what do you think about the Lil Nas X song?
I think it's a good twangy rap song. But I don't think it's a good country song at all.
All right, so if it comes on QIK, are you going to listen to it or not?
Well, yeah, I'm going to listen to it because it's the only radio station that comes in clear on my car.
Oh, okay, so by default.
Cool. Hey, we love that
but
we're
like,
holding
you
hostage.
I don't complain about it either, you know?
Well, then, Amanda, we really don't care about your opinion because you have no choice anyway, so,
that
you know.
Amazing. I wish everybody's radios were broken.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Honestly, though, I really enjoy the show. I didn't really like country music until I started listening, so.
Well, that's really, really nice of you.
Until she was forced.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Amanda. Have a great day, all right?
All right. You too, guys.
Bye.
It's crazy, the reactions. Thanks, Amanda. The texts about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, majority of them on the text line are saying that this is crap and not the genre of country rap. It's just crap.
It's actually just crap.
That's what the majority of people are saying.
Well, I said before we took the calls, you know, let the audience decide, you know, whatever our opinions are, let the audience decide. But I think overwhelming, at least for the last 10 minutes, it's been, please don't play this song.
Yeah.
The majority, not everybody.
There are definitely people saying, like, this is nothing new. Crossover artists happen all the time. And maybe let it back on the charts, but please don't play it on QIK.
That's the funny thing. People say, oh, no, man, go ahead and call it a country song. Just don't play it. And I'm like,
just don't play it here.
All right, Garth Brooks. We are not having that debate. But, oh, actually, we did at one point when he became Chris Gaines, remember? He had an alter ego, Chris Gaines, and he was a pop star. Do you remember that, Kevin? He was.
Oh, I'd like to forget.
That was quick.
That didn't last long.
It didn't last long, but he's back to being Garth, and it is country music,
yes.
And we've got tickets to his sold-out show. We're playing Mark and Melanie's famous name game. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Call us now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Christina and Mary Lou are contestants for these Garth Brooks tickets. This show's crazy. Sold out.
Yeah.
Man.
This is the only way to get these tickets.
This is big. Christina, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you right now?
Oh, 10.
What about you, Mary Lou?
Definitely 10.
All right, we got two 10s right here on the board. Two 10s. Christina, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You have to name one thing in that category within 3 seconds. Then, Mary Lou, you'll have 3 seconds to respond with another name in that category. Then you go back and forth. Remember, you only have 3 seconds to respond, okay?
Okay.
Christina, the category is... in honor of the Bolts tonight.
Yes, it's playoffs, baby.
Kicking off playoff hockey. Things you see at a hockey game. Christina, go.
Hockey players.
And time is
Mary
up.
Mary Lou, wait. But Mary Lou, where were you, girl?
Summer.
I'm sorry, Mary Lou.
Well, that game ended before it got started, really.
That game was, it was like a slap shot in hockey. It's just right in the net.
Shootout.
Christina, congratulations.
I am so sorry. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew,
99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is unbelievable. This woman and her pit bull, he is the cutest dog. Well, she realized that the pit bull is a big Chris Stapleton fan. The dog is a big Chris Stapleton. Here's how she figured this out. She was playing Cardi B, the rapper Cardi B, on her Alexa, okay? And the dog didn't care. Then she played Chris Stapleton, and the dog fell in love. Here's her playing Cardi B. You can hear the dog just doesn't care.
Alexa, play Cardi B. Alexa.
All right, so she tells Cardi B to be quiet. Yeah. Tells the Alexa to turn it off. Obviously, the dog made no noise.
Yeah, the dog could care less.
Listen to this.
Pause. Alexa, play Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
It's incredible. I mean, this dog has skills, Stapleton skills.
Dog is just howling along with it. You just found it. Dog's got some soul. I feel like he's singing blues.
I feel like Chris Stapleton needs to, like, bring this dog on stage during this song. Like, really. I mean, I got to tell you, I think Stapleton's here in October, I think. Love to see Chris Stapleton with this dog on stage doing Tennessee Whiskey. I think this is absolutely awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That dog is so cute.
Very cool. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. So tonight, obviously, playoff hockey. It's back. Tampa Bay.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. I got a DM.
Go Bolts.
Yeah, man. And it's just going to be so cool because the Bolts are a different team than last year. And they were great last year.
Yeah.
But this year, they're just a totally different team. I got a DM. And Kevin, you'll remember this, but last year I did a bet because, you know.
Oh, this was great.
I'm from D.C.
Right.
And it was the Caps and the Bolts.
Versus the Bolts.
Going down to it to see who would, you know, face off.
It was in the Eastern Conference Finals. So who would go to the Stanley Cup Finals?
It gets down to Game 7. And I said, man, if the Bolts win, I'll get a lightning tattoo on my back. And let me tell you, I was so nervous. I was so nervous, but obviously I didn't have that. So somebody just sent me a DM and said, hey, are you doing that bet again? I'm like, nope. That was one and done.
Not again.
Not this year. Not even throw that out into the universe.
No. And I have a feeling this year if I made that bet, I'd have the tattoo.
Yeah.
You might.
That's the kind of team the Bolts are this year.
You got really close to having a lightning bolt on your back.
Dude,
it was tight.
I mean, very close. I watched all of the games.
I was watching the game for my life. Like, I was literally, I was like, I was screaming at the TV. I'm like, you don't understand. And my kids were like, what's wrong? And I'm like, go to bed. Just don't worry. Just stay away. Don't tell your mom I'm going crazy. Anyway.
She already knows.
Yeah, she already knows. Tonight, we get the VIP Tampa Bay Lightning Watch Party at Curtis Hickson Park. This is awesome. They did this last year. Cage the Elephant's going to be performing. And then, obviously, after the show, all the big screens, huge, huge party, watch party. We're going to get you into that watch party in 15 minutes at 8:40 this morning.
Yeah, VIP passes.
By the way, the weather is just going to be totally awesome for a watch party tonight. Down there by the water is going to be absolutely great.
And you just can't beat the park down there. It's just so nice on the water, and then all downtown is lit up blue for the Lightning. It's going to be a really good time.
8:40 as playoff hockey kicks off in Tampa Bay for the watch party tonight. So get ready. 8:40, you win it here, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
I feel like one day Chase Rice could be on Nutbags north of Florida. 99.5 QIK. Be like, yeah, this guy, he just went all around the country just watching people. It was very strange.
Yeah, that is true.
Finally got to the corner booth and enough was enough. Law enforcement had to move in on Chase Rice.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like New Jersey. This is crazy. So this homeowner puts out an Easter display, right? Easter's coming up on Easter.
Yeah.
Well, the display was a little different, right? These were what was described as sexy mannequins.
Uh-oh.
They were wearing sexy lingerie, colorful wigs.
That's not an Easter display. Come on.
Bunny ears and fishnet stockings.
Okay.
Well, the next door neighbor, her name was Desiree Mosick. She had had enough. A film crew was filming the Easter display. She couldn't believe that the display was getting the attention. She walked out there with garden shears, started cutting off the heads, legs, and arms of the mannequin display.
It's a little extreme. I mean, you could just ask your neighbor, hey, you think you could take that down?
She took it upon herself and took it down. The Easter display is now gone. California.
Psycho.
I think this is insane and, by the way, scary. And think about this, too. An Uber driver picks up a guy at his house.
Okay.
Okay?
Normal. Mm-hmm.
And the person's going to the airport. So the Uber driver says, oh, you're going to the airport. Yeah, a guy goes, I'm going out of town for a few days.
Usually they chat you up, too. Where are you going?
Right.
Oh, I know some friends there. Have you tried this place?
Light bulb goes off in the Uber guy's head and goes,
ding.
Huh, this person's going to the airport, going out of town. The person had mentioned they were the only person that lived at the house. Right after he drops off the guy at the airport,
no.
Uber guy drives back to the house, robs the house.
No!
Then he goes down the street, robs a neighbor's house.
No!
Luckily, nearly everybody in that neighborhood had one of those Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
So it had the camera on all the doorbells.
Those things are so cool.
They are, and they work. And that's the only reason police could catch this guy, this Uber guy in California. So,
one star.
What happens in the Uber doesn't stay in the Uber. You got to watch yourself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.